You're tuned in to Jazz 88. We're celebrating 1 year since the launch of our sister service, MPS Voices. And I'm joined by Manny Hill, the executive producer for MPS Voices, and Olive Norvell, one of the voices and producers for MPS Voices. To both of you, congratulations on a year.
Thank you. This has been, it's been a long time coming, but at the same time, this first year has really kind of flown by, and it's been interesting to kind of take a step back and really kind of see and enjoy what we've done so far.
You feeling the same way, Olive? You feeling just triumphant and taking a step back and enjoying what you've done?
Yes, it's been a whirlwind of, yay, we did it.
Manny, I sit right next to you, and just to sort of break that cubicle wall, I see how hard you work on the actual nuts and bolts of this operation. So you definitely deserve a victory lap, because I don't see you taking one on the average Wednesday. I see you just in there making sure the content is there. So congratulations to you, to both of you, and to the whole team that makes MPS Voices a real success story in this first year. For folks who are listening who are going, hey, Sean, will you tell me what the heck MPS Voices is? I gotcha. MPS Voices is a central hub for student and staff audio content for and from Minneapolis public schools. And when you want to learn more about MPS Voices, the spot to go is mpsvoices.com. That's where you can find the stream as well as some on-demand content that is really, really cool stuff. And all of you have been responsible for some of the coolest musical and podcast-related content that's been on this service. And you've been connected with this world since before the launch of MPS Voices. You're a recent graduate of Minneapolis Public Schools. You graduated from FAIR in 2022, 2023? 23, my gosh. And you're already shining, already interviewing Kamasi Washington, already doing amazing stuff, and very, very cool that it sprouts out of this work that you've been doing with Jazz 88 and MPS Voices. What made you realize that you want to use your voice to create content and to capture other people's stories? What made you interested in this world?
I can't sing. I am musically untalented in every way, shape, or form, but I love music. I've been obsessed with it ever since I came out of my mother, and I just wanted to be near it. I wanted to be around people who love music as much as I do and just see that passion, that happiness, that joy in their eyes when they talk about it. And to be able to capture that on a recording, on a microphone, it's a joy like no other.
And one of the centerpieces of what you do, Olive, is the My Personal Playlist. That's on Tuesdays, is that correct?
Yes, Tuesdays at 8.
Tuesdays at 8 p.m., and this is an opportunity for you to celebrate your own musical leanings and interview artists. You've interviewed Nerdy and some other really impressive folks. I want to ask you about the other side of what you do. I've heard your voice in, I don't know, 4 or 5 different Minneapolis public schools going, you know, how do you like the learning? How could you change things? What do you think about the new grading system at Minneapolis public schools? When you're actually out there connecting with students and making that part of happening, what does that feed for you?
I love being able to watch people where I was at and talk to them and maybe help them through it or just see it's a different perspective. Knowing that I'm now outside of it, and I'm not sure what it gives me or how I feel outside of it. It's just a very, like, surreal feeling to be in a high school and not be a high school student a year out of it and just see where they're at and know, oh, I was in this exact same spot. It kind of full circle, I guess. It's like closure, maybe.
Olive, you think you're outside of it. I'm 43 years old and I'm from St. Paul. When I listen to those podcasts, you are literally in rooms that, I mean, I could be there, but I wouldn't have the same connection. You're talking to students that are 2-3 years younger than you, and you're making these connections. Thank you for being my ears in those situations where I can hear this really unguarded conversation about, here's what we're feeling about lunch. Here's what we're feeling about open campus. Here's what we're feeling about the opportunity to do PSEO and things like that. I get that because somebody like you is part of this team for MPS Voices.
Thank you.
You are tuned into the Afternoon Cruise. We are celebrating 1 year for MPS Voices. We're chatting with Manny Hill, executive producer for MPS Voices, and Olive Norvell, one of the many voices and producers for this stream. I say many voices, though. There's a couple people working really hard on this, and I don't know if anybody's working harder than Manny. You've been the executive producer since before day one, gathering guests, recording podcasts, but also like creating the opportunity for podcasts. This is probably one of the most infrastructure-heavy jobs you've had in your radio career, where you're not just being the voice, you're really setting the table. Yeah. How has that felt for you in this year plus?
You know, really to kind of piggyback off of what Olive talked about, what she's doing, I mean, it's really been kind of surreal because this is the first job that I've had that's been like this type of thing where I'm really kind of, I have my fingerprints over the entire operation. I've been a radio producer. I've worked at sports stations. I've obviously been here at Jazz 88 for going on 3 years now. I worked up north in a small town state. I've done small town radio, small market stuff. This is the first job I've had of its kind, and it's just been it's been a blast. It's been really rewarding. What we've done, you know, really sort of building this thing from scratch. I mean, this really was an idea from our now retired station manager, Dan Larkin. He kind of had this idea of let's try and branch off of Jazz 88 and create a hub for students and staff in the district to kind of create their own content and do a little bit more expanding off of, you know, just the Jazz with Class stuff that we hear every day on this station. You know, I threw my name in the hat for the position and I got the position, and it's just been, it's been 2 years really in the making. Like MPS Voices is a year old, but really this started building it from scratch from the ground up really 2 years ago when I started the position with building the website and building concepts and ideas for it. And then we were able to really put it together and launching it last June. And Olive's show, My Personal Playlist, was kind of like the first official show of MPS Voices in its infant stage. And she's been doing a great job. She's been growing it. It's getting better and better. For every episode that she does. And we're up to about 10 produced programs now in the last year, a handful of which are premiering new episodes every week. And a lot of them have been more, you know, one-time or one-off type of shows and programs. But it's, Manny, been, it's been great.
Money's too tight for an applause button. So Layla, Olive, Manny, me, let's all clap. This is impressive stuff. Suddenly we're on Drink Champs. you are in tuned to Jazz 88. We're talking about MPS Voices. Manny, you are a humble man. I know a lot more about the failures and the frustrating days, the days when the wrong program runs or when ENCO decides to not agree with you. That's our air, play-to-air situation. What's the biggest triumph? What's the moment in this year where you've gone, yep, this is good?
It's a great question. I think, and Olive has her fingerprints all over this too. We have a program called South FM, and it launched, when did we play the first episode, Olive? Like, I've done so much stuff now that
April or May?
I think it was April, when we premiered it, the first episode. And it was just so well put together. Olive did a lot of the editing on it, and it's basically kind of a news information program put together by students at South High, journalism students at South High, one of them being Olive's younger sister. But that connection was just, you know, was great. And the concept of it, you know, Olive kind of pitched it to me like, hey, we've got some students at South High that want to do this. And I was like, I love it. Let's do it. And that first episode has just been, I was so blown away because all I did was just put it on the stream and set it up to play. The production elements of it, all of that was Olive and that crew of kids. And I was just so blown away by how well it was put together. That's that kind of that one of the first shows that we have on MPS Voices where it was really authentically, organically put together by students. And I had very, very little to do with it. And so that's the type of thing that really makes me proud of what we're doing here with this. And we're just going to look to continue to grow it.
Let's listen to a little bit.
Next up is a short interview with a student from South.
Adnan Avdi, senior.
CDD is like, what is it? Comprehensive District Design? Okay, and it's basically like, if you're in the South area, then you go to South High School, right? If you're in the Roosevelt area, you go to Roosevelt High School. So do you know much about that?
Yeah.
Are you in the South District?
Yeah.
And so you were supposed to go here?
Yeah.
Were you ever like going to be moved around to like a different school, or like were you supposed to go somewhere else?
No. I was supposed to be here.
You were supposed to go here. Straight up. How do you feel about like people? Do you know anybody? Do you have any friends who like got moved from like they were supposed to go to South, but then they like maybe had to go to Roosevelt?
Yeah.
You know, you have friends like that?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
From their point of view, they were like, oh, they felt bad. Like they went to a different school. Like they want to be here because like all of our friends are here. So like horrible for them.
Right, because then they got moved, yeah. So how do you feel? Do you think, like, we should just, like, make it one thing and keep it that one thing? Like, make the district a thing and then, or, like, do you think it should keep on getting changed? Do you think people should be able to go where they want?
Yeah, yeah. People should have a choice because, like, you know, everybody has their rights. They could, you know, do whatever they want. Just, they should pick where they want to go. Because, right. like, that's their decision. It's right. not like anybody else.
It is the Afternoon Cruise here on Jazz 88. I'm chatting with Manny Hill, the executive producer for MPS Voices, as well as Olive Norvell, one of the voices and producers for MPS Voices. I got a final question for both of you. Same question to both of you. First, I'll ask Olive. If somebody goes, cool, I'm digging this. I love the energy I'm hearing about MPS Voices. And they got 7-8 minutes to just tool around the website and get comfortable. Where would you point them? At mpsvoices.com. Where do you think they should go to kind of get a picture of what y'all are up to?
Probably the on-demand section.
Mm-hmm.
See everything. And if they schedule to as well, the schedule in the on-demand section and maybe just listen to a couple seconds of each show.
Yeah, see what works for you. You guys are carrying a lot of different content, but that's a good spot. And are you going to, should they go to your personal playlist?
They could.
It's time to toot your own horn.
Or the 80s show with Johnny Lee Walker.
Yes.
That's a good one, too. Manny Hill, same question for you. Somebody has just gone, okay, I've been hearing about MPS Voices for a year. They're doing great things. It's time for me to go find out what's next. What do you want them to do when they go to mpsvoices.com?
Yeah, to kind of piggyback off of what Olive said, definitely check out the on-demand section where you can access all of our programming that we have. Check the schedule, like Olive said, to see when things are going to play on the stream. And check out the stream, too, because, you know, the stream, we have a lot of these shows, episodes of these shows being replayed throughout the stream. It's a 24/7 thing. Mm-hmm. And so really check that out. And, you know, you might at any point of the day might stumble upon a show and you'll listen to it and you'll hear it and be like, oh, I want to hear more, because you might check it out like in the middle of an episode. Right. Then that's where you can go on demand and find the full episodes of these shows and really just check it out. It's essentially an online only radio station. We run it like it's a radio station. We have production elements in it, and we play hip hop and R&B music too in the down times when we don't have a program on, and gospel music on Sundays as well.
And so, it ain't bad when I hear Jedediah Jones's voice.
That's right.
You know,
he's our
big
voice.
All the interstitial stuff, it's really great. 1 year, a triumph, a success story for Minneapolis Public Schools, for Jazz 88. Congratulations, Manny Hill. Congratulations, Olive Norvell, and to everybody who's been a part of MPS Voices so far. Congratulations to you. Thank you so much for spending some time with Jazz 88 today.
Thank you so much. MPSvoices.com. Check it out.
Woo!